You're listening to the Texas Standard.
We're broadcasting today from just outside of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Once upon a time, back in the late 19th century, this was a popular tourist spot. It used to be a 52-room hotel in Sutherland Springs. Had lots of modern amenities, including those devices that allowed guests to go to the bathroom without going outside. There was even an electric generator for reading without candles, a big deal in 1910. No one knows exactly when the hotel shut down, and other than an historical marker memorializing the discovery of oil nearby, Sutherland Springs has been as quiet as any of the other many small communities that dot the landscape of rural Wilson County. And the shooting that took place yesterday at First Baptist Church, well, you can say that it has certainly shocked each one of those communities. Joining us now to talk about that, Nanette Kilby-Smith. She is the editor of the Wilson County News, and she also edits the Lavernia News, the local papers. Nanette, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Wilson County, rural area southeast of San Antonio. How would you describe this place for folks around the state who haven't been there before?
Well, we're a largely agricultural county, although we do also serve as some of our communities or bedroom communities to the San Antonio metropolitan area. We have a large veteran community also here, but by and large, very much rural America, tight-knit, close communities. Sutherland Springs in particular, they're not an incorporated area, but they are a very close community. Many of the families are generations in the area. Sutherland Springs is not a wealthy community by any means, and it's not got a lot of business. The church is one of the focal points in the community building. There's a couple of convenience stores. There's a Dollar General, but there's not even a major grocery store or anything there. It's a very small town, small community, and the folks are not by any means well off or well connected. Mm-hmm. And this has devastated not just the Sutherland Springs community, but the wider community. Although, having said that, in particular with the First Baptist Church, they are a small congregation, but they're faith family. They're not just a church family. They all feel very much connected, and this is hard for every single one of them and all of us who know them.
I know you must be incredibly tired. You've been reporting on this story since the news first broke. Is there an image or a story that has stuck with you especially?
The story that's been retold a number of times of one of the child victims exiting the door of the church, covered in blood, not sure if she was the only survivor. She was just very dazed and confused, just heartbreaking.
Do you know anything more about her, where she is, if she survived?
She was transported for medical attention. I don't have any further details.
That is something that has hit me quite a bit, is how little people know about who exactly was killed here, who has been injured. Why has it taken so long for some of that information to get out?
It's still a very active crime scene, David, and the law enforcement are being very deliberate and careful in processing the scene to be sure that they've got as much good information as they possibly can. They didn't want to alarm anyone by misidentifying or providing misinformation. And our communities have been largely respectful of the families' needs for privacy and offering the families their time and the dignity of space and time to grieve and comprehend. So some of that news we know will be forthcoming, but it will be as and when we're able to provide it and that we get it officially.
What are the questions that you, as a reporter, as a journalist, have right now? What are the questions that you feel like you need to get answers for your audience quickly?
Well, we do want to establish the identity, obviously, of the shooter, and we'd like to be able to offer as much as possible and compassionately and sympathetically as possible, you know, the names of the victims, so that people can have peace and know what happened to those that they care about and love. These are all friends and neighbors of our community, members of ours, indeed. And we're trying to actually provide what facts we can as fast as we can, but also as sympathetically as possible, because we know that this has just devastated everyone around here. We've got grief counselors at all the local schools. They're being made available in community venues and churches as well, simply because something of this magnitude, this just doesn't happen here, and we don't know how to cope. So we're trying to provide that information about where people can go for help and provide the facts so that people can adjust and come to terms with, you know, who they know and how they were affected and what to do to help. And also we're trying to allow our own team time to comprehend and grieve.
Of course, because you have some of your reporters, almost no one's untouched by this if you live in this area.
This is true. I can communicate, and this is on behalf of the Sutherland Springs community, but on behalf of all our communities here, the outreach of prayer and support and offers of help, not just from the surrounding areas, but from around the world, are most appreciated, very deeply felt. The prayer support has been incredible and has been a very real support to the community in these past hours, and it will be in the coming days.
Nanette Kilby-Smith is the editor of the Wilson County News. She is also editor of the Lavernia News. Thank you so much for speaking with us on The Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.